The system that looks after elderly people in their homes is significantly underfunded in Australia. There are over 104,000 people assessed and approved for home care, but they're not getting the help they need. Today, the federal government has announced an extra 6,105 home care packages. But advocacy groups all agree that's nowhere near enough. The Wire's Sarah Martin investigates.
The extra home care packages announced by the federal government today take the total number to over 50,000 since the 18-19 budget and has cost more than $3 billion. But this is still well under what's needed, with 104,000 people approved for care but still waiting. But funding the spaces is only part of the problem. Professor John McCallum is CEO of National Seniors Australia. He says we also need to focus on the workforce.
One of the things that we can't do is suddenly get 104,000 new places because we haven't got people to do the jobs. So we've got to build this up in terms of what older Australians would say is we should be able to get that, catch up that as quickly as we can and get that 104,000 out of the way so that we can actually say that we're really serious about our home care.
In terms of building that workforce, what investment would you like to see in that part of the process?
We've got to improve the training quality that's coming through our vet sector. And then we've got to really entice people to want to work in that sector. And with some bad press, it's quite hard to attract people.
Professor John McCallum, CEO of National Seniors Australia. Carol Ann Barkler is Chief Executive of Aged Care Advocacy Service. She says the focus on developing jobs in the aged care sector needs to reach into all areas of society.
We need workers in aged care from across all disciplines and also levels of education. So we need to ensure that older people have got access to GPs, to allied health professionals, to nurses, to also a range of support and care workers that support them with cleaning, shopping, and a range of services that allow people to live a good life.
And, of course, those people need to be trained into understanding the many different situations that people who are trying to stay at home are in. So the need for perhaps with someone with dementia to just have someone sit with them. Is that role adequately valued?
We undervalue older people, and we undervalue people who are supporting and working with older people. So it's critical that, you know, the community is aware of that value and that workers who are working with older people, no matter in what capacity, are valued and supported.
The government has a portal, the My Aged Care portal, to accessing and requesting aged care support. Is that delivering the needs of all Australians in terms of accessibility and clear understanding in how to engage with the system?
Certainly not. Whilst acknowledging that My Aged Care may work for some, it certainly doesn't work for many others. Certainly the Aged Care Navigators trial that basically engages face-to-face with older people and supports them to navigate the complex system that is aged care, which can support an older person to get registered on My Aged Care and then can navigate the actual services that they require by actually engaging face-to-face with the older person and then ensuring that the older person actually gets the services at the end of this process is proving to be a critical gap in the current system.
What does staying home do for a person in terms of agency and dignity?
People can relate to the fact that home is home, and having a home is, you know, like a warm blanket. It's something where you maintain your independence. You're not as vulnerable generally in your own home, and you tend to retain your dignity for longer. And there is very much a focus on what needs to be done to support you in your own home. So you're not part of an institutional care model, which is a very different model.
Carol Ann Barkler, Chief Executive of Aged Rights Advocacy Service, ending that report by The Wire's Sarah Martin.